New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridges. To order, select the VDB number of the titles you want, call 800-458-3271, or order online at https://libraries.idaho.gov/tbs/current-books/winter-2011. To download locally produced digital titles, go to http://webop.ac.kasinkitchenlas.com/idbph, log in, and click on Idaho Shelf. Red Hot Murder, an Angie Amalfi Mystery, Adult Fiction. Author, Joanne Pence. Read by Sue Robinson. Chef Angie Amalfi leaps at the chance to spend some time away with her homicide detective fiancé in the Arizona town where he'd spent time as a boy, and maybe explore the possibility of a Southwestern-themed wedding feast. But her groom-to-be is going there to help a friend investigate a murder, and this tiny desert community seems to be a hotbed of deadly secrets. When a second course of murder is served up, Angie's tasty getaway starts to look more and more like her final meal. VDB 1197, published in 2006, 7 hours, 57 minutes. The Dash of Dr. Todd, The Odyssey of a Frontier Doctor, Adult Fiction. Author, Howard E. Atkins. Read by Kenneth Cooper. 1825 to 1868. A man's life summed up on a gravestone in the Idaho City Cemetery. The dash represents the fabric of the life of frontier doctor Daniel Locke Todd. Fresh out of Harvard Medical School at the age of 24, Dr. Todd takes passage on a ship bound for the California goldfields, and the adventure begins. VDB number 1212, published in 2009, 15 hours, 1 minute. The Winds of Sonoma, Regalo Grande Series number 1, Adult Fiction. Author, Nikki Arana. Read by Susie Johnson. Angelica Amante at 24 must make a career-ending moral decision when the high-profile New York law firm she works for demands that she use her brilliant legal talent to protect the wealthy by exploiting the poorest of the poor. Christian fiction writer Nikki Arana lives in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. VDB number 1224, published in 2009, 10 hours, 49 minutes. Windy Stories, Storytelling Tradition from the Salmon River, Idaho. Adult Nonfiction. Author, Marjorie H. Bennett. Read by Marianne Stevens. This collection of homegrown stories, transcribed in poetic format, reflects life along the Salmon River Valley, Idaho, at the turn of the century. Delightful and timeless, Windy Stories tells the tales through the storyteller's eyes and captures the rhythms of their voices. VDB number 1235, published in 2009. 5 hours, 12 minutes. Points of Prominence, Fire Lookouts of the Payette National Forest, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Richard H. Holm, Jr. Read by Margaret Dimmick. Over 100 fire lookouts existed throughout the Payette National Forest. Today, fewer than 13 are in use. From Hell's Canyon to the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness, Holm researched the histories of individual lookouts and describes how Forest Service fire policy evolved over the last 100 years. VDB number 1240, published in 2009, 5 hours, 12 minutes. Resurrection of the Bar O, the Tom and Jemima Davis story, adult nonfiction. Author, Thomas Jefferson Davis, read by Deborah Lynch. The Resurrection of the Bar O is a family history of Tom and Jemima Davis and their Idaho cattle ranching legacy. Readers will enjoy Tom's story of buying and selling 22 ranches in his lifetime, and will also want to try some of Jemima's favorite recipes. Anecdotes from friends, family, and business associates make this ranching story come alive. VDB number 1241, published in 2010. 7 hours, 36 minutes. A History of Oakley, Idaho, Adult Nonfiction. Author, Charlie Brown. Read by Sue Vapp. This history of the town of Oakley, Idaho, was gleaned from the Oakley Herald paper, which was published from 1910 through 1960. Charlie Brown was the newspaper's editor for over 40 years, and the 80 years of stories chronicle the early days of the rough-and-tumble frontier town, which was also a staid Mormon community. VDB number 1243, published in 1999. 15 hours, 54 minutes. Life in the Upper Country, The Diary of Evelyn E. Amos, 1948-1957, Adult Nonfiction. Author Evelyn E. Amos, read by Chris Query. In the rare free moments she had, ranch wife and mother Evelyn Amos kept a marvelous diary on scraps of Kraft paper bags, backs of advertisements, and insides of old envelopes, recording from 1948 to 1957 the life and death of a family farm near Sweet, Idaho. VDB number 1250, published in 1990. 5 hours, 55 minutes. Then Came the Evening, a novel, adult fiction. Author Brian Hart. Read by Lana Thurston. Vietnam vet Bandy Dorner awakens in his car mired in mud. A cop lies dead on the road, and his remote Idaho cabin is burnt to the ground. His pregnant wife has left town with her lover. 20 years later, when released from prison, he attempts to piece together a family with his son and ex-wife. This book explores whether or not they belong together as a family and the struggles they each face. Strong Language and Violence. VDB number 1252, published in 2010. 8 hours, 27 minutes. Straw Hats and War Bonnets, adult fiction. Author M.J. Freeman. Read by Sue Vapp. This historical fiction is based on the Bannock Indian War of 1878. The Chandlers, a pioneering family, are homesteading near the Snake River. Chief Buffalo Horn and his band are on the warpath and heading for the Snake. Bits of history and humor are woven into this pioneer story. VDB number 1253, published in 1999. 4 hours and 54 minutes. Silver Strike, The True Story of Silver Mining in the Coeur d'Alenes, adult nonfiction. Authors William T. Stoll and H.W. Wicker, read by Marion Stevens. William T. Stoll, a young lawyer in Spokane, Washington, was lured by the infectious mining spirit in the late 1800s. In 1930, he related these tales to H.W. Wicker, who retained the engaging storytelling and colorful language of Stoll in this story. VDB number 1254, published in 1932, 6 hours, 20 minutes. Bizkaia to Boise, The Political Journey of an Idaho Basque, adult nonfiction. Author Quain Kenyon, read by Carla Stern. Pete T. Senarusa, Idaho's much-loved and admired legislator and Secretary of State, is profiled in this autobiography. This tough Idahoan, so proud of his Basque heritage, has served the state for over half a century. VDB number 1256, published in 2009, 4 hours, 54 minutes.